Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Today, the interview is Miss Sandra Lede. Miss Sandra Lede is from Lumberton, Texas. There's, I believe, 30 minutes with Jasper, Texas, where Mr. James Ferry Jr. was chained behind a truck and dragged to death, dragged by truck lynching. It's also where Mr. Christopher Shaw, she's not far from Mr. Christopher Shaw in Southeast Texas, the gentleman who was paralyzed and body slammed on a, thrown in the air and body slammed onto concrete floor where his head bushed open, slammed on his head with blood gushed from his head, and he is now paralyzed. He also has filed a lawsuit, but he won't take a plea deal for the charges against him about the police officer trying to get him to take a plea deal, and he won't take it. He's paralyzed. He's in a wheelchair. He's bedridden most of the time, and the Beaumont police, Mr. Gillian, along with Core Health LLC in the town and the city of Beaumont, Texas, are being sued. His attorney is Mr. Chance Lynch. How are you doing, Ms. Sandra Lede?
Doing fine, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I had the mic muted. I did not realize it. I'm going to reintroduce this. I don't know how much of this was picked up on audio, but I'm going to redo it. You're listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with Ms. Sandra Lede. Ms. Sandra Lede's son is Mr. Kevin Lede. He is deceased. He died in the custody of Beaumont Police in Texas. Beaumont Police Department in Texas. This is the same place where Mr.
No, it's Lumberton where he got killed at.
Yes, ma'am, I know. This is not far from Jasper, Texas, from where Mr. James Ferry Jr. was chained to a truck and drugged 3 miles, which was called a drag-by lynching of a black man, black human being. Also, Mr. Christopher Shaw, she's not far from Beaumont, Texas, where Mr. Christopher Shaw was is now paralyzed, and he's been charged with a crime against a police officer, and he was police officer body standing. He went up in the air. He came back down, hit his head, hit the pavement, hit the concrete in the jail. Police officer fell on top of him. They let him lay there in the jail for 20 hours. They did take him to the hospital twice. He urinated on himself and lost his lower body parts, and they let him lay there for at least 20 hours, maybe longer. So you're listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler's Data Interviews, Ms. Sandra Lede. Ms. Lede will be talking about Mr. Kevin Lede, her son, who was hogtied in Lumberton, Texas, not far from Jasper, Texas, not far from Beaumont, Texas, the southeast of Texas, where they have, where he is now paralyzed. Mr. Shaw is, but her son is dead. He was hogtied by the police, and he is dead. He died with one eye open. How are you doing, Ms. Lede?
I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Don't cry. I know I shouldn't tell you not to cry. I don't have no right to do that. Cry if you want to.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry about your son, Mr. Kevin Lede. I'm sorry the video was lost. I'm sorry you did not get justice.
Ma'am.
I would like, you have a son that's mentally ill also. He's been in police custody before too, hasn't he?
Yes, ma'am, several times.
Because he's mentally ill.
Yes, ma'am.
And he doesn't take his medicine?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You fear for him, too?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I understand that you fear for him, especially what happened to your other son. I hope they do not kill your son. I pray to God that they don't. I pray to God puts a special anointing on you and your son and that protects you from harm, brutality, and murder. So, Ms. Lede, what happened to your son, Mr. Kevin Lede?
Him and his girlfriend had had an argument. They was at my daughter's house in Port Arthur. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, he went to Lumberton. When he went to Lumberton, he went by Whataburger, which he was driving my car, and I had the Obama stickers on my car, which was a Jill. And he stopped at Whataburger to get something to drink, and inside Whataburger, some of the people was calling him all the N-words and stuff. So when he left out of Whataburger, he said that someone had drove him off the road in Lumberton, and he ended up in a ditch. When he ended up in the ditch, he called me. He said, "Mom, I'm in a ditch, but I'm going to be okay." And he said, "The police just drove up." So I said, "You sure you don't want me to come and get you?" He said, "No." And so then all of a sudden, I heard him say, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Stop it." And then all of a sudden, he started hollering, and then the phone went dead. So at that time, my daughter called me and said, Kevin was in the hospital. My oldest daughter said, Kevin's in the hospital. I said, "Okay, well, call me when everything's okay." Within 2 minutes, she called me and said he was dead.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
To the hospital, me and my husband, we had to get gas because we was low on gas. We usually keep full tank gas, but we didn't. It was to the hospital. And they said to come to the back, which I couldn't go back there. My husband did. And as from the pictures that I sent you, he died with one eye open.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
That was it. And so then after that, we went to trying to see what happened. And we tried to get the pictures, the videotape and all that. And they said that he didn't have none, but the security guard who worked at the hospital, he told me that my son was hogtied and said that he was already dead when they brought him to the hospital. So we never got a chance to see the video because they claimed they couldn't find it. But when Kevin was running, he ran toward the bank, and the bank claimed that they gave the photos to the Lumberton Police Department, which we never did see any video whatsoever. So we had this little thing in Lumberton where the people came out and we spoke with this man from Houston, and the police chief said, "Can I shake your hand?" And I said, "Would it bring back my son?" And he said, "No." So I said, "Well, why would I want to shake your hand?" So they did an autopsy on my son, the first one. Lumberton Police, the autopsy person, didn't have hardly none of the stuff that was on the second autopsy that we done. They tried to say he died with PCP, which I find unusual because if he was so full of PCP, how could he drive from Port Arthur to Lumberton?
He probably was not on PCP.
Yes, and so the strange part of that my autopsy said he died with blunt force to the head. He was tased 17 times.
I'm so sorry, Ms. Lede. This must be very painful for you, this interview. So did you try to get a civil rights attorney or anything?
Yes, I did. I did have one, but he transferred us to somebody in Houston who just sold us under the table. So no justice was done for Kevin whatsoever.
Kevin got no justice whatsoever.
No, ma'am. And then they tried to bring up his history about he been to prison and all this stuff. But he didn't have a sign on his back saying kill me either.
Just because you go to prison does not mean you should be murdered.
And now I'm worried about my other son because I got a police officer ask another officer what's going to happen to him if he was to shoot my son. So now I'm in fear about wondering if he's going to shoot my son.
What is your son's name?
Willie Leday.
Mr. Willie Leday?
Yes, ma'am. He's still in jail. Right now, he's been there since June, and his mind and got worse. He used to call me all the time, but I haven't heard from him in but 2 months. But just about 2 weeks ago, the lieutenant at the Jefferson County Jail had him to call me. And when he got on the phone, he said, "They beat me up in here. Help me." And they took and hung the phone up.
They beat him up. Lord have mercy. Black people. Black people are suffering horribly. This hurts. Police brutality is happening in my family also. It hurts. Okay. So, have you considered talking to any attorneys in the current time period?
I wrote a couple of letters to some. One said it was out of their district, and the other one I hadn't heard from him. I just start mailing off letters because now since I found out that this officer said this about my other son, I'm trying to take all precautions because when I buried my son, he was so decayed because they had to keep him for so long for the second autopsy. I didn't even recognize him.
You didn't recognize your son. This reminds me of Emmett Till beaten like that. Miss Lizay, are you going to be able to go on?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you sure?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I have to.
There's something I could do. But all I can do is interview you and hope that somebody hears it and that an attorney will take up your case. So Mr. Christopher Shaw is who you're trying to help also, the best
yes,
you
ma'am.
Can.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What would you like to say about Mr. Christopher Shaw and how are you helping?
Well, for one thing, I'm trying to reach out so something could be done for people like Mr. Shaw and people that's mentally ill and jail that's being abused and just trying to get help, period, because we in the South, nobody know about us up here. My son's case was swept under the table. Just nobody know about us upstate over here. And we need help to get this resolved.
And unfortunately, this is happening all over the country, especially the South.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's always happened. This happened in 2009 to your son, Mr. Kevin Leday, didn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's a long time. That is a long time. So, what do you believe you can do now, not only to help Mr. Christopher Shaw, but Mr. Kevin Leday and your son, Willie Leday, is it besides prayer?
I'm praying that someone from upstate reach out to us here in the South. Because when you go to the people that's an authority over here in the South at the jailhouse, the courthouse and all that, you get no help here. You just won't get no help. I have talked to the supervisor for the sheriff department. She don't even talk to me. She won't even answer the phone. The secretary will tell you she's in a meeting. And it's just, you can't get no help here. And something needs to be done. It's not easy bearing a child. It's really not easy, no matter what age they are.
How old was your son?
My son was 35.
35.
He was my oldest son, and my husband is terminal ill right now, And when Kevin was living, he would come over and do the yard. Something we needed done.
Oh, okay.
Now my husband is really terminal ill.
Okay. God, Jesus Christ. Okay. Have you reached out to Mr. Shaw's attorney?
No, ma'am, but I am in the morning.
You have his information?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, if he can help you, that would be a blessing.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry that this has had to be some form of justice. I'm so sorry this has happened to you and your family. I know Beaumont, Texas has over 117,000 people, but I believe the southeast of Texas is a very racist area.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Yes, ma'am, it is. I believe there should be a fund set up. I know the federal government is the problem also.
Yes, ma'am.
But I believe there should be a fund set up for people like you. Those areas are very dangerous, Ms. Lede. They're not safe areas to live. Where I live at is not the safest area either.
Yes, ma'am.
But where you live at, the lynchings are less in this county, and the suicide by lynching are less in this area, which are not suicides, but are much less. At least I like to believe that there are much less to suicide by lynchings where I'm from, which are not suicides, are less here in the areas that I live in the panhandle of Florida. That's what I like to believe, but they put so many people in prison, it's not even funny. But the federal government needs to step in and create a fund, billions of dollar fund, for black people like you and your husband and your son, Willie Lede, who are living, can relocate. They don't close the areas. They don't close down the police departments and the sheriff's departments there. They need to set up a fund where black people can relocate to safer areas, even if it means leaving the country. There should be some type of fund set up for black people like you and me even, and my family even, where when it is not safe that we can relocate, because it's not safe. That area, the southeast of Texas, those areas have large numbers of people. To me, 117,000 people is over 117. There's a lot of people. Because where I'm at, it's probably not 6,000 people here in the whole county. So what I'm saying is to the federal government, you need to set up a fund that black people can go to relocate when they have loved ones murdered. Mr. Kevin Lede is dead. He has a mother. He has a father that is terminally, and he has a brother that is still living. There should be some type of fund, some type of compensation given, relocation or something, closing those towns and cities, closing the police departments and the sheriff's department, providing relocation fund compensation for people, because those areas are not safe. The areas in Lumberton, Texas, Beaumont, Texas, Jasper, Texas, those areas are not safe areas for black people to be in, like Miss Bobby Brown. She was retaliated against. Her and her family were retaliated against after they had murdered her father, Mr. Bo Brown, Mr. Boy Brown, Mr. James Brown's first cousin, who was like a brother to Mr. James Brown. Then you have Mr. Christopher Shaw. He's in a wheelchair. Then you have Jasper, Texas. You have Mr. James Bird Jr. is in his grave. He was murdered in 1998, dragged by truck lynching. used drugs, chained and drugged 3 miles. He ran as fast as he could to keep up with that truck, but he just wasn't fast enough to keep up with the speed of the truck. His torso was thrown in a cemetery. Then you have Miss Ledathan, Mr. Kevin Leday. Wasn't he hogtied, Miss Leday?
Yes, ma'am.
Those are not safe areas. They're not safe. These people need money to be able to relocate and live decent lives, safe lives. Black people deserve to be safe also. We deserve to be safe. We shouldn't always have to be so strong. We shouldn't always not have to, we shouldn't have to not get up, we shouldn't be allowed to get upset and angry also and have emotions and feelings. This thing, I don't see, these people are not nonviolent. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. taught his people to be nonviolent, but these people are killing us. They're injuring us, police brutality. They're doing anything to us that they want to do. And if everybody, the silence is deafening. Silence is murder also when it comes to black lives. Silence is murder also. Slaves built this country. Black slaves, African slaves built this country. Black Americans who were born in this country in slavery built this country. They've stolen copyrights from black people. I mean, they've killed black people. They've hung black people. They've hogtied black people. They've paralyzed black people. They have murdered black people. Mr. Christopher Shaw is lucky to be alive. He lost a lot of body mass, though. Miss Leday, I hope you find an attorney to represent you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to be sending you some information.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to use your photos on my podcast website. I'm going to promote it. And I said promote, not for publicity, but hopefully you draw attention to the southeast area of Texas.
Yes,
these places need to be closed. I know you don't feel that way. Miss Leday, I know you probably don't feel that way, but I feel this way because I do a lot of interviews, and this is ridiculous. I have over 1,425 interviews, and this is a, no, for, not that many, 1,412 interviews, and this is ridiculous. From the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler, from the Angela Butler Show, from the Show Talk with Angela Butler, the Queen, the Angela Butler Show, the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Those were my, that's my work. I had to share it with somebody else, like an idiot, who did no work at all on Show Talk with Angela Butler, but that's not the case. The point is, Miss Leday is crying on the phone. Miss Leday needs a voice. Miss Leday needs a voice. Miss Bobby Brown, Miss Bunny Brown needs a voice, a lot of voice. We need civil rights attorneys. We need criminal defense attorneys. We need more black criminal defense attorneys. We need more black civil rights attorneys. We need so much. White people have 3 times the representation by attorneys that they need. Black people only 5% of the attorneys, and just less than 5% of the attorneys in this country. The playing field is unfair. And you can say, oh, it's because you're black, you're a minority, you have to fight for everything. That is true. Black people do have to fight for everything. Minorities do. Black people. But this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. There are too many dead bodies in those graves in Southeast Texas. I'm sure there's more. I just happen to know 3 or 4. Miss Leday, I wish you the best with the attorney.
Yes,
Mr. Christopher Shaw, hope to talk to you.
Yes, ma'am.
And Ms. Leday, I'm going to be sending you some information with some attorney's names on it, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
What else are you doing to help Mr. Christopher LaShaw, Mr. Christopher Shaw?
Well, we're supposed we're working with Ricky James, Ricky Jason, in order to do a speech conference about Mr. Christopher, as well as the other lady who dead was Mr. Brown, in trying to reach out to others to come forward, because there's a lot of other people who then lost a son, daughter, due to police brutality, but they scared to come forward. And that's one thing you have to, you have to speak up, because if you don't speak up, they just keep killing us and killing us.
Yes, ma'am, they will keep. If you don't speak up, listen, people. I know it's scary. I know no one wants to be murdered. I know no one wants to have drugs planted on them by the police. Nobody wants other people to plant drugs on them for the police. Nobody wants to be set up for fraud. But I'm telling you, you've got to come forward. You've got to open your mouth. I pray that God be with all of you, and God is with me too, because I live in an area that is known for lynching, used to be known for it years ago. Ms. Leday, God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
And I wish you the best, and anytime you want to call, you can call me, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I thank you for this interview.
And thank you. Thank you for agreeing to come on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. I appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, everyone, you listening? You just got through listening to Ms. Leday, Ms. Sandra Leday. She's in Lumberton, Texas. Her son was murdered in 2009 by the police. He died in police custody. He was hogtied and beaten. He was tasered 17 times also. He died in the hospital. Somebody ran him off the road also. So, you know, this is painful for me also, because I've had lynchings in my family. But something's got to be done. The federal government could do more than what they don't understand. The federal government is part of the problem. I get it. But something needs, a fund needs to be set up by the federal government, by Biden or somebody. Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, the President of the United States, the federal government needs to set up a relocation fund. They're not going to close these police departments, these sheriff departments. They're not going to close these towns and cities and counties and districts. Then they need to provide relocation money. Understand that America at its heart is racist. Understand that we're not seen as human beings. But something has to be done. There needs to be a relocation fund set up. They're not going to close these areas. A relocation fund set up for people to be able to move to safer areas, even if it means losing this country, because we built this country and we're being killed because we built this country. And it makes no sense. Making money off racism makes no sense. It makes no sense to me as a human being, as a woman. It just doesn't make any sense. But thank you all for listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela. Well, yes, I've been discriminated against all my life, but something needs to be done. The federal government could do a lot. Thank you for listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. God bless you, Ms. Leday.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.